Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Connie Terman. The City of Kirkland is always brainstorming ways to fix traffic-related issues in the community. Today, we will be discussing the new intelligent transportation system, a tool that will be used to improve traffic flow in our most congested arterials. We will also be chatting about the holidays and what you can do to avoid becoming victim to holiday-related crimes. At a recent comprehensive plan open house, Kirkland residents had a lot to say about how we can improve Kirkland today and what the city should do to plan for its future. Here's what they had to say about making the Cross Kirkland Corridor the greenest trail in America.
There needs to be a pervious surface that the water can drain through, but it's got to be bike friendly.
Try to use native plant material, because I think it will survive better, but it will also remind everybody where they live. The native plant material will change during the seasons, and it might be fun to see it.
We also got a few ideas on how Kirkland should prepare for climate change.
Encouraging long-term financing for solar collectors. The city might try to itself farm energy. If it had some vacant pieces of land, just go ahead and put solar collectors on them.
I think Kirkland's just the right size city at this moment to actually go for and just get rid of buses altogether and use electric cars that are robotically driven.
We heard ideas on how to improve traffic.
You might want to check the speed limits and see if they're high enough. The faster cars go, the faster they get through.
Exchange the buses away and bring in something like Uber or like a taxi system or private taxi. You can have your own transit system, and that would be the way to do it.
Naturally, what I would do is I'd try to make it easier for everyone to be able to be more comfortable riding bikes and walking and taking the bus to get across town if they need to.
Well, I think one of the things that we can certainly do is make sure that there are both walk routes available for kids going to school, for people trying to get, you know, use the corridor across Kirkland to get to work, put housing and transit near where the jobs are.
If you weren't able to attend the open house, you can still share your ideas at the following website, ideasforum.kirklandwa.gov. Residents aren't the only ones thinking of ways to improve traffic. Transportation engineers in the city's Public Works Department have spent a lot of time working on the Intelligent Transportation System, a tool that uses the latest traffic monitoring technology. The goal of the new system is to relieve traffic congestion in Kirkland and to make our streets safer for everyone.
We'll be able to view and control a number of traffic signals and cameras out in the field to see what traffic's doing. We'll have loop detectors out there to sense what's going on, be able to adjust timing from here.
Chuck Morrison, transportation engineer, is focusing much of his attention on getting the intelligent transportation system up and running. From the Traffic Management Center, Chuck will be able to manage the devices that make up the new system, including the controllers that operate traffic signals, cameras that show what traffic is like, and systems that tell the signals when cars are at the intersection. Accessible pedestrian signals are another important component, aiming to make it easier for all users to get around on busy streets.
Yeah, those would be the audible push buttons, and they're required at new installations. We need to put those in, and you can see them. They'll usually have an arrow on them. It's a vibrotactile arrow that you can feel what direction the signal is for. They also put out an audible tone. You'll hear them putting out a periodic tone to let people know that it's there so a person can find the push button to cross the street.
The Intelligent Transportation Master Plan helped to determine where the new technology was needed most in Kirkland, including Central Way from 6th Street to Lake Street, Northeast 132nd Street, and other busy corridors. When the project is completed, 40 of 60 signals will be installed. Intelligent transportation system devices will be added to the intersection between 124th Avenue Northeast and Northeast 120th Street, the first road to be opened in Kirkland in 20 years. a recent celebration was held to officially open the extension of Northeast 120th Street.
This is the first time in 20 years that we have opened a new road, and we're so glad that all of you are here to help us open it to the public. Thank you so much to our team at City Hall. We are honored to work with you. Okay, let's cut this thing.
The project supervisor from the City of Kirkland's Public Works Department, Rod Steitzer, is here to tell us why the extension called for celebration.
Several streets will be impacted for the better. Right now we have large volumes of vehicle and traffic on Slater Avenue and 124th Avenue, with the primary focus going to and from the freeway. We also have the nearby hospital. And so vehicles, whether it's for business or commuters, or emergency vehicles, can now get to and from high volume streets that provide service to the hospital and nearby freeway.
Carrie Rogers and her son Jaden are equally excited about the road opening.
Well, because normally the traffic is horrendous getting down Slater and coming back from Slater. Like if you want to just go for a quick run, it can take 20 minutes sometimes. So you have the option of cutting through businesses, which is not good. And so this road will just take me directly to, you know, the bank, the store.
Things that happen every day.
And relieve the traffic, yeah.
We were gonna go this way every single day.
Tis the season of giving, and unfortunately, the season of taking. Kirkland Police Officer Audra Weber shares some holiday crime prevention tips.
Hi, I'm Officer Audra Weber. Nothing can ruin the Christmas spirit faster than becoming the victim of a crime. Here are a few strategies that will help you enjoy the holidays without incident. Unfortunately, burglars view the holiday season as a time of opportunity. You can take some simple steps to protect your home from burglary. Avoid displaying gifts visible through windows. Lock up both doors and windows. Don't advertise that you are away by leaving clues, such as piles of mail and newspaper. Use a light timer to make the home look occupied, and ask your neighbors to pick up your newspaper and your mail every day.
You don't always have to be home to practice these safety measures.
If you are going out for the evening, leave a light on and a radio. Don't keep your spare key hidden outside, only give it to a trusted neighbor. Don't post your name on your mailbox. If your number is listed, they can call to see if you are home. And don't leave a message saying you are away for the holidays.
During this time, shoppers scramble for last-minute gifts. Here are some ways to make shopping a little bit safer.
When possible, shop before dark and bring a friend along. Do not park in unlit areas. Unlock your car doors and your packages and gifts in the trunk to avoid car prowlers. Have your keys ready in your hand before going to your car, and scan the interior before entering your car.
Holiday crimes do not just happen while you're shopping. Here's how to protect yourself, especially if you have desirable belongings.
When walking into dark parking lots, make sure you check to see if you are being followed. Avoid carrying large amounts of cash and use credit cards or debit cards when possible. Always be wary of approaching strangers. Con artists may try various methods to distract you with the intention of taking your belongings. Have a safe and happy holiday season, and remember to drive safe and don't drink and drive.
Don't forget to mark your calendars for the annual 12 Ks of Christmas Run Walk taking place at Heritage Park on December 21st. Registration is still available. Come decked out in Christmas-inspired attire by 9:30 a.m. and cheer on the runners. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.